This KMZU Dream Team interview is being sponsored by Carroll County Trust Company of Carrollton and Hale.
Coach Wade Prophet, your nominations this year, Carrier Davis and Gavin Claude. Let's start, before we get to anything on the court, what are some things that aren't on the stat sheet that really, really helped them in their game and kind of made you nominate them for this award?
Really, it comes down to their willingness to continue to want to grow and to get better, and kind of what their commitment was to the team. Gavin, as a sophomore, we asked a lot of him from getting us into the offense as a primary ball handler in the backcourt, and Collier trying to be that senior leader for us amongst the other guys out there that kind of just brings a little bit of energy and kind of brings everyone together. So, those are the kind of things that, kind of make them stand out for us.
Now, Gavin's a sophomore, when I look at the list of all the 120-plus nominations for the Dream Team, it's mostly just juniors and seniors. What made him stand out athletically to make him nominated as a sophomore?
He's an extremely, extremely gifted player on the court, and he's consistently every game one of the primary focuses for the defense, and they're usually sending two guys kind of spying on him, and it's tough for him to kind of get his shots or get into the flow of the offense and everything. And so he was able to fight through adversity throughout the season and still be able to contribute and produce. And when he had things rolling, we were kind of rolling as well. And so I know as a young player to ask a lot out of him is kind of tough for a young player to take. But he stepped up in a big way for us this year, and it was very pivotal to our success this season.
Switching to Collier Davis, the senior. He's going to be walking out of high school in just a few months. So what are you going to lose in his type of playing ability, and what's the legacy he'll leave behind?
His leadership is unmatched. As far as kids that I've had the privilege to interact with, he's one of the best leaders and the best young men that I've had the privilege to work with. And so, you can talk about everything that he does on the court, but just the amount of respect that he commands in the locker room and from his teammates on the court, and just the amount of people that look up to him within the program, the school, and the community, those are things that are extremely hard to replace. And, over the last 4 years, he's been able to kind of build that up and have that legacy as he leaves.
Gavin, let's talk one more question for Gavin. Only a sophomore, playing some of his best high school basketball, but in what ways can he get even better that would make him even more lethal next year?
It just comes down to being young and you got to develop that consistency through everything. There are times where it looks like the basket's about eight feet wide and you can't miss it, and other times it kind of closes up a little bit. And it can start to, affect other things on the court. That's not necessarily on the offensive end. And, that just comes with growth and maturation as an upperclassman over these next 2 years.